When a heart attack occurs outside of a hospital, death is frequently the outcome. But a new study has shown that rapid intervention using two strategies can increase the chances for survival. The single most effective way to save a heart attack patient's life is cardiopulmonary resuscitation, or CPR, according to emergency physician Arthur Kellerman, a senior principal researcher at the RAND Corporation.
Bystander CPR is easy to learn, easy to remember, and easy to perform. You can save lives with CPR by just pumping on the chest. You don't even have to do mouth-to-mouth breathing.
Electronic devices called automated external defibrillators, or AEDs, can also help save a heart attack victim's life.
Automated external defibrillators allow a citizen with little or no training to apply that countershock to a patient and potentially restart their heart. The sooner they get that countershock, the more likely their heart is to restart.
Although clinically AEDs have been shown to be effective, it was unclear whether having them publicly available in places like schools, workplaces, and sports facilities would improve community survival rates following cardiac arrests. A new study from the Fire and Disaster Management Agency in Japan has shown that they are. The annual number of heart attack patients who survived more than tripled as the number of public access AEDs increased. The Japanese study also demonstrated that when CPR and AEDs were used together, a heart attack victim's chances for survival increased even more. Dr. Kellerman says the study offers two lessons for emergency response.
One, bystander CPR works, and it works at the national level. Second, that strategic placement of defibrillators in very high-risk settings where cardiac arrests are more likely to occur and someone can take that device and bring it to the patient is a smart strategy and complements community training in bystander CPR.
He added that he hopes public health officials incorporate these findings as they develop community strategies to increase the survival of patients who have heart attacks outside of a hospital. This study was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Philip Gratzer.